going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you guys know, last week I briefly mentioned how I was in straight up incognito and observation mode with what's going on in this environment and these women, and how things are truly getting real. Now, I'm going to be doing a double header with this one. Gentlemen, I have two articles that completely solidify what I have observed. Gentlemen, it is going to be absolutely catastrophic for a lot of women. The first article, it's bad. The second article, that's the nail in the coffin for a lot of women. And guess what? I do not feel sorry for them. Why? Because their problems are self-inflicted. Now, the first article was published on the 16th of May. Warning, gentlemen, there will be intense, maniacal laughter moving forward. Half of American women report struggling financially today. Yes, gentlemen, yes. Yes. Why am I saying yes? Once again, their financial troubles are completely self-inflicted. But then you add the fact that the lamestream propaganda machine is consistently beating men over the head, trying to convince us that these women are so on a better financial plane than we are. Oh, men need to do better. Men need to step up. These women are saying, I got my degree in underwater basket weaving, so I can't be with the blue collar man. Even if that blue collar man is making triple of what they're making. But no, gentlemen. Remember, you're not financially attractive to these women. So therefore, let them suffer. Sit back, get your drink, get your popcorn, and watch these women flip and flounder around like fish out of water. These women are doing everything they can to try to patch their way through these economic troubles. Trust me, gentlemen, trust me. When I get into the next article, you will see why the hey big head texts and the back alley deals are going to skyrocket. Just over half of American women ages 25 and older say they do not consider themselves financially secure. And 77% of low-income women say the same. But according to the lamestream media, these women are killing it. They're crushing it. They're winning. No, gentlemen, they are losing, and they are losing badly. Oh, gentlemen, we see behind the veil. We see behind the mask. The normies, on the other hand, they keep trying to entrap them in the illusion. But no, even normie men are starting to wake up and realize, hey, something is going wrong. These women are not really winning like the media tries to say that they are. No. The math ain't mathing. Nearly half of women report not having an employer-sponsored retirement plan. Ladies, even if your employer had a retirement plan, you have to put in at least 20 years to get said retirement. No, the vast majority of women, they're not going to stay on a job that long, especially if they have a degree. No. Hell, even in the military, I did not see a lot of women who actually retired at 20. Just didn't happen. But, hey, there were a few, just not a lot. The overwhelming majority of military retirees are what? That's right, men. We put in that long time. Therefore, we can get that reward. The surveys of women ages 25 and older were commissioned by the National Council on Aging and the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement found that half of American women are struggling financially today, making it very difficult to plan for a secure retirement. Across demographic and party lines, women express strong bipartisan support for federal policy solutions that could help. What are they saying, gentlemen? They want Big Daddy government to give them a solution to their retirement problems. However, with the article that I'm about to share, that is going to be impossible. They can only make the bunny printer go burr for so long. But then again, we know with everything that's going on in the current environment, how geopolitical situations are, yeah, things are going to get a whole lot worse for a lot of women. But remember, gentlemen, keep your head on a swivel. These parasites are going to be trying to attach to any host that they can. Gentlemen, make sure you're not that host. Like our good brother LOM says, host denies, parasite dies. Gentlemen, do not be a host. Now, the second article that I want to share was published on the 1st of June. Quote unquote, this bill does end the payment pause. What the debt ceiling deal means for student loan borrowers. Oh, yes, ladies. Oh, yes. Here is the nail in the coffin for a lot of modern women today. Ladies, you need to understand something. You made a deal with the student loan devil. And for the last 3 years, that devil gave you a reprieve. However, the devil is now coming to collect. And talk about an absolutely horrible time for a lot of women. But guess what? Like I said, your financial troubles are self-inflicted. The House of Representatives voted Wednesday to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default, i.e., that debt can got kicked down the road for another 2 years. The agreement struck between President Houseplant and House Speaker Rhino McCarthy that set up the vote comes after weeks of tense negotiations, or should I say, intense stage theatrics. It also comes with a condition that the student loan payment pause ends after August 30th. Oh yeah, ladies. Oh yeah. Inflation, struggling financially. Now you add student loan repayments. Talk about a recipe that is going to be absolutely destructive for a lot of women. This is going to be catastrophic, gentlemen. These women are truly going to suffer financially. And gentlemen, like I said, keep your head on a swivel. Hey, big head. Hey, you know, can we make a back alley deal? Yeah. Gentlemen, keep your wits about you. These women consistently said that they were crushing it. The lamestream media said that these women were killing it. Gentlemen, all you need to do is back off. Say, hey, I'm a blue-collar man. I'm not economically attractive. So, yeah, you got to figure out your own problems. Now, if you want to make a back alley deal, we can work something out. However, gentlemen, no. Oh, how the tables have turned. Quote unquote, this bill does end the payment pause. Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, said in a press briefing, quote unquote, but very close to the time frame we're going to end it as an administration when it comes to repayment. Around 45 million Americans are now trying to figure out when they'll need to make what they could be or what they could call their first payment on their student loan in 3 years. Ladies, you are sunk. A lot of these women are going to be absolutely sunk. They're going to try to attach themselves to any man. However, ladies, there are not enough simps to go around. The simp pool is rapidly drying up, which is going to mean what? That's right. More men are going to see just how far these women are willing to go to try to get themselves a provider. Oh no, ladies. The toothpaste is out of the tube. The genie is out of the bottle. The cat is out of the bag. More and more men have seen you for what you truly are. And guess what? A lot of you modern women are about to suffer, and it's going to be glorious. What a shit show. Biden will not extend the payment pause again. So, for all you women out there who thought, oh, Big Daddy government is going to keep extending this non-payment program, that is a wrap. As Young stated, the debt ceiling bill will lift the payment pause at the end of August. The Biden administration had previously planned to end the payment at the latest 60 days after June 30th, which will be around August 30th. The bill adds a layer of certainty, though by codifying that date and preventing Biden from issuing another extension as he previously done, Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona acknowledged borrowers may feel anxious around payments starting up, but he says that they should feel confident that the administration is working to make a smooth transition. No. This is not going to be smooth. This is not going to feel good. Oh, yeah. A lot of women are about to get bent over by that student loan devil and railed for what they are worth, which ain't much. Loan forgiveness is still on the table for now. Oh, yeah. This is another carrot that they've been dangling in front of people, more so women. Oh, we'll forgive your student loans. Yeah, no. Borrowers are still waiting to hear if the Supreme Court will approve of Biden's plan to forgive $10,000 in student debt per borrower earning less than $125,000 a year and $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. Around 16 million people were approved for forgiveness before the Biden administration was barred from processing applications. Oh, how things have turned out for the modern American woman. But let me reiterate, gentlemen, according to the lamestream media, these women are killing it. They're crushing it. Men need to step up. No. See, all of that propaganda, in my humble opinion, was a carefully crafted magic trick to get more men to try to come back to work to say, hey, we're out here killing it too, just so one of these parasites could attach themselves to you and suck your resources. But more and more men, even more and more normie men, have seen through the illusion. They've seen behind the curtain. And guess what, ladies? There's no way that the vast majority of you are going to be able to turn back time. As more and more men are getting their passports, they're saying, nope, I'm going to break wide for greener pastures. I'm getting the fuck off this plantation. I'm getting out of the American matrix. Even if it's for a week, a month, or 6 months, I'm going elsewhere. And yeah, you're going to see all sorts of videos trying to shame these men back onto the plantation. Ladies, your time is over. Now, Raging Golden Eagle did a video last night talking about how women have won the gender war. Ladies, you didn't win the gender war. Men simply decided that it's no longer worth it to even fight this war. So yeah, you can't fight an enemy that's not even there. So yeah, more and more men have said, you know what? I'm just going to walk away from this battlefield. I'm going to walk away from this toxic fishing pond. There are plenty of ponds. There's a big, vast ocean that I can go catch fish in. So yeah. Okay, ladies, if you've won the gender war, why are you complaining? Oh, that's right. You can never satisfy the unsatisfiable, which is the modern woman, especially the modern Western woman. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. Have you seen an increase in back alley deals? Have you heard women talking amongst themselves about how bad things truly have gotten for them financially? It's going to get a whole lot worse, ladies. And guess what? Guys like me, we have our drinks, popcorn, chips, all of our snacks, and we're going to sit back and we're going to watch this shit show and we're going to rub our hands and say, good, good. So remember, ladies, understand this and understand it well. The power you thought you had via society's propaganda is going out rapidly. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to slave away to try to provide resources that you were going to suck out from them, that has gone out right along with it. As more and more men have simply left the battlefield, guess what, ladies? You're going to suffer and it's going to be glorious. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.